Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Schools across Virginia are crumbling, which is why Senator Jeremy McPike of Prince William County introduced a bill allowing local governments to impose a sales tax to finance school construction.
And no part of the Commonwealth is exempt from this issue. We're all struggling. Suburban, urban, rural, southwest, southside, northern Virginia, the valley, you name it. We're all in this together, and this is a tool in the toolbox for localities that is desperately needed.
Some Republicans supported the original bill, but McPike was unable to persuade enough of his colleagues in the Senate to get a supermajority vote to override the governor's veto. Here's Senator David Suterline, a Republican from Roanoke.
I appreciate so many of my Democratic friends earlier in the year agreeing that the sales tax is regressive and we ought not add to the sales tax burden on the working people of Virginia. And the legislature was correct then. Unfortunately, it looks like some folks in the legislature feel differently on this one.
So local governments won't be adding a new sales tax to finance school construction anytime soon, although lawmakers are expected back here at the Capitol in May for a special session to craft a budget for the next fiscal year, which starts in July. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.